Well, it is great to be joined once again by our friend Keith Hammond from Christians in Football, because it's time for the semi-final draws. I can't believe it's gone that quickly. The season seems to be flying by, Keith, doesn't it?
Yeah, flying by, but on Saturday, out of 8 matches scheduled, 3 were played, mostly because of the rivers on football pitches. So we've been having a lot of rain recently. There are some matches being played this Saturday and actually the 16th of March and the 23rd to catch up. And I think March always is one of those months where suddenly it gets dry. I've been on football pitches and it dries out within 2 or 3 days, interestingly. I think it might take a little longer at the moment because with all the weather, but there we are.
Well, Keith, remind us about Christians in Football. What's the vision behind what you guys are doing?
Well, it's in the name. The whole vision of Christians in Football was really to be in the world, but not of it, as Jesus would preach. To be the light, to be salt, to be different in the world of football. And that's my experience, having become a Christian really at PE College all those years ago, 1970. Well, I sort of stumbled across Jesus just before I went, but there was a whole move of people becoming Christians at City of Leicester College. And if there's anyone listening that was there at the time, please talk to me. I'd love to hear from you. And I got caught up with following Jesus. I read Jesus once said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And I thought, well, if he's the business, if the boy is the one, I better do something about it. And I, 50 plus, well, 50, coming up 54 years later, I've decided not to look back, but to carry on. And just the way the Lord works it out for me personally is he's caused me to, led me to start a Christian-based football club, King Sports, in 1983. And then in 1990, we felt very strongly to do something nationally, and we did that. So Christians of Football was launched in 1990. We went on the first Christians of Football tour to Czech Republic, played semi-pro teams in the north of Czech Republic, which was absolutely fantastic. But since then, we found lots of teams all over the country playing under a Christian guise in Christian leagues or indeed in secular leagues. And we have 41 join this year, and we're now at semi-final. But the whole issue is to be different. And again, one of my favourite verses, well, a few verses actually, from 2 Corinthians sums up what we're about. Paul, who was a really naughty boy persecuting Christians and then met Jesus. In Acts 9, you can read that, and just got utterly and completely changed. He spent the time in the Arabian desert getting to know Jesus and understanding, having revelation from the Holy Spirit, and therefore became the greatest, the most writer, the biggest writer in the New Testament. And this is what he says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 16. So, from now on, and his now on was when he fell off his horse or fell to the ground, whatever it was. And Jesus met. So now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way. And he did. He regarded Christ as against the Jewish way. And he got changed. So we now don't regard Christ in a human way. We no longer look at it. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. For those of us listening, those of us who have met Jesus, wow. New creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God. So, however, we became Christians, it was God doing it. And we sort of, crumbs, what's happening here? We better do something. God, you're moving. Yes, please, I'll walk with you. And he reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So, first of all, we've had that experience. So, if you're a church football team leader, you have to have had the experience of being reconciled to Christ, of finding Jesus and deciding, this is it, I'm not looking back, I'm following Jesus. And then he gives us a job called a ministry of reconciliation. That's a big term, isn't it? But reconciling, bringing the message to people that God was reconciling the world to himself, verse 19, 2 Corinthians 5, we're still there. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. Woo, thank goodness.
Yeah,
my
exactly.
sin of tomorrow, my sin of today, and my sins of yesterday are no longer counted against us. Oh, it's magnificent, isn't it?
Yeah, it is absolutely fantastic.
My mate Phil saying, cool, thank goodness for that. Not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. And so in our football teams, we're saying to our players, play in a Christian way, those who are Christians, to our non-Christians, try and play in a Christian way. We really want you to. And we're appealing to you, imploring you on Christ's behalf. Get right with God. Get right with God. And that's what Christians in football is all about, trying to reach out, because God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness. It's the greatest transfer fee ever. Absolutely the greatest transfer fee. That we got his righteousness and he got our sin. Wow.
Yeah, wow. What an exchange that is. Keith, thanks for reminding us of so much truth there, the truth of Jesus. Right, don't go anywhere, because Keith's going to be back very soon with his team of Phil and David to do the semi-final draws for the National Christian Cup and the National Christian Trophy. Yeah, stay there.
Premier Christian Radio, your voice of hope.
You're tuned to Premier Christian Radio. Josh Carter here with you. And we're also joined by Keith Hammond from Christians in Football. And also his teammates, Phil and David, because it's time for the draw for the National Christian Cup and the National Christian Trophy semi-finals. But we need some results first, Keith. So what's been going on? Quite a lot of either-ors because of the rain, yeah?
There are, yeah. In fact, out of the quarterfinals, which were meant to be scheduled last Saturday, the 2nd of March, three only got played, two in the cup and one in the trophy, mainly because of the weather, but also because of delays in one or two fixtures. So in the National Christian Cup, the actual results were St Mary's West Croydon, Surrey, 3, Christchurch Bromley Kent, 1. That was a local derby out of the Bromley and Croydon Churches League. And in the north section, St Charles Newcastle, 1. St Andrews Netherton Birmingham, 1 after 90 minutes. But St Andrews Netherton got an extra time winner. So that was St Charles Newcastle, 1. St Andrews Netherton Birmingham, 2. Who are new to the competition and have been away in every round. And are loving it. In the north section, Living Hope Church Birmingham, 0. Real Riverside Church Birmingham, 2. So that was a local derby, both new into the competition this year. In the cup, the games to come, Emmanuel Baptist against Rains Park United are playing on the 13th of April. That's been delayed for various reasons. Bridge Chapel, Liverpool will play North Shields Community on the 16th of March. In the trophy, Holyrood, Rickmansworth, Hertfordshire will play Woodside Baptist, South East London this Saturday the 9th. Kingsports, Hertfordshire will play Central Baptist Chelmsford on the 9th of March, and that's a third round game. And the quarterfinal, Pine Park Rangers will play the winners of that game. In the north, Trent Vineyard seconds Nottingham, who are new in the competition. Their game against Armley Christchurch Leeds was postponed, and they'll now play it on the 23rd of March. So here we go in the south section. 25 is Emmanuel Baptist, Cardiff, or Rains Park United. South West London will be at home.
Number 26.
26 is St Mary's, West Croydon. And in the north section?
28.
Is St Andrews, Netherton. They sigh a sigh of relief because they've been drawn away all the time. Now they've got a home game.
Play 27.
We'll play 27, which is Bridge Chapel, Liverpool, or North Shields Community. So that's the semi-final draw for the National Christian Cup. And the National Christian Trophy,
number 26,
which is Higham Park Rangers, Kingsports or Central Baptist, will play.
Number 25,
which is Holyrood, Rickmansworth or Woodside Baptist. And in the north section,
28,
Trent Vineyards, Nottingham or Armley Christchurch Leeds will be at home.
27.
To Real Riverside, Birmingham. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes the National Christian Cup and National Christian Trophy draw with the finals sometime in May. We've already got May the 18th as one of the finals booked, and we're working on the other final as well, sometime before that or sometime after that.
Well, all the best to those teams, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. Keith, just before you go, remind us of the Christians in Football website.
www.christiansinfootball.org. And may the Lord bless us greatly. And above all, may we as leaders pray and see people finding Jesus.
Amen to that. Thanks for coming on, guys. Take care.